least one oil company makes a profit this quarter.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We're going to get a take on the global perspective now. What's happening in business and economics around the world and how it affects us here in the United States. Dutch oil giant Shell reported a $4.5 billion profit this morning. Now, Shell is the largest oil firm in Europe, but it didn't used to be that way. BP was tops before, but the Gulf of Mexico oil disaster spooked investors away and ravaged BP's profits reports. Now, how do Shell's financial books compare to BP's? From London, here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
Both companies specialize in deep water drilling. Both have a major presence in the Gulf of Mexico, but there the similarity ends. While BP reported a $17 billion loss this week, Shell has just unveiled a $4.5 billion profit. The company has benefited from the higher price of oil. Production is up and costs are down. And, of course, most crucially, Shell has avoided any major disasters. Nevertheless, the company will pay some of the price for BP's debacle. Nick McGregor analyzes the oil industry for stockbrokers Redmayne Bentley.
Deep water drilling globally is going to become a slower and more expensive process. Getting regulatory approval will take longer, and once you've got it, it's going to be a more expensive business due to the much heightened safety requirements.
In today's profit report, however, Shell makes clear it won't be scaling back its deep water operations. It says offshore gas and oil are vital for future supply. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
A new survey out today shows economic conditions in Europe improved in July by more than analysts expected. The European Commission report says Germany led the way among the 16 countries that use the euro currency. And that's got investors happy on the continent. Shares overseas in Europe are higher at the moment, and 0.5% or more. Asian stocks closed a little higher, except for the Nikkei, which fell by 0.5% today. Wall Street yesterday, another day of losses for the S&P and NASDAQ. And then the Dow has also lost, gave back about 0.33%, 39 points to close at 10,497. China has enjoyed strong growth over the past few years, even with a lot of other countries in recession. But there's a negative side to all that. Its air quality has suffered. A government report out this week shows more than 100 Chinese cities had the worst pollution in 5 years. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
Beijing's Ministry of Environmental Protection blamed sandstorms for some of this year's poor air quality. But scientists, environmentalists, and most others weren't buying it. They placed the blame elsewhere, like on these things. China's roads are more clogged than ever, thanks to a surge in vehicle ownership and a growing consumer class. Greenpeace's Si Peng Cheng blames another culprit, the economy.
A huge part of the Chinese economic stimulus plan goes to infrastructure projects, and with that you are going to need more materials like cement, like steel.
By 2020, China plans to use clean energy to generate more than a third of its power. That's an impressive statistic, but it's balanced by equally impressive energy demands from the country's rapid economic development. One indicator of that came earlier this month when the International Energy Agency reported that China has surpassed the U.S. to become the world's biggest energy consumer. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering Save the Game, a financial literacy app for children designed for iPod Touch and iPhone, available on the App Store.
The recession has not been kind to real estate developers, but a little-known U.S. immigration program is helping get some big development projects off the ground in an unexpected way. From station WCPN, Dan Bobkoff tells us how it's working in Cleveland.
In their heyday, the flats along the Cuyahoga River were a hub of shipping and industry. Then manufacturing collapsed, and the flats were reborn as a party spot with bars and nightclubs. That scene died a decade ago, and it's been dormant ever since. In 2005, developer Scott Wolstein unveiled a $500 million plan to rebuild the flats. Then came the financial crisis.
Until the fall of 2008, financing was pretty easy to come by.
Wolstein couldn't get credit, and the Flats East Bank project was put on hold.
We certainly hope to be under construction by now.
But cranes may soon be moving into place after all. A group of foreign investors have put up $20 million to get the development off the ground. They come from countries as diverse as England, China, and Brazil.
Immigrants basically built the U.S., and will continue to do so.
Eddie Zai is an immigrant himself, and he's using that experience to encourage other foreigners to make investments in the U.S. He runs the Cleveland International Fund. And thanks to a once obscure U.S. immigration program, he can offer one huge incentive. It's called EB-5, and here's the deal. Invest in the U.S. economy, create at least 10 jobs, and you can be on a fast track to a green card, months instead of years. Zai says the wealthy foreigners are willing to put up with piddly returns for what they really want.
Primarily, it's education for the children and health care and access to health care for themselves.
The government's EB-5 visa has been around 20 years, but the number of investors getting green cards through the program has nearly tripled during the recession. Not everyone is thrilled, though. Ira Melman is with the Federation for American Immigration Reform.
You know, I think most Americans would find it inherently objectionable that we are selling admission to the United States.
But Zai says this immigration program is just like first class versus coach on an airplane.
The method of getting into the flight between going through TSA security is the same like everybody else. The way the flight operates is like everybody else. But they're just paying a higher amount to get in.
And Zai is not stopping. Next, he hopes to get more foreign investors to put money into Cleveland's film and healthcare industries in exchange for that first-class green card. In Cleveland, I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.
And finally, the Texas Rangers baseball team filed for bankruptcy protection back in May. But superstar third baseman Alex Rodriguez, lovingly known to the world as A-Rod, has now formally objected to the bankruptcy. He says the Rangers still owe him nearly $25 million in deferred pay after the Rangers traded him to the New York Yankees back in 2004. Now, under that plan, the Rangers would get out, under the bankruptcy plan, the Rangers would get out of paying A-Rod, the team hoping to sell to a group of investors led by Hall of Fame pitcher Nolan Ryan. Ryan used to throw some nasty fastballs back in the day, but even he may have a hard time striking out A-Rod's claim. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.